Traveling Jack, a new ZBS adventure series starring that accidental cosmic tourist, Jack Flanders. And now, part one of The Eye of Van Gogh.
Yes, Mojo.
How did you know it's me?
Intuition.
I'm not buying that.
Well, I'm not selling it. It's just a fact.
It's more fun calling when you're asleep. Not so quick.
So, Mojo, what are you doing in Quebec City?
Quebec City? Man, you're supposed to guess where I am.
Why bother? When you know, you know.
What's that sound?
It's coffee. You want some?
I've had enough. How did you know where I am?
I guess it's the scent of French perfume that's wafting out of the receiver here.
I know. You got a phone that shows the number of who's calling.
ESP, caller ID. So why are you calling me, Mojo? Other than to try to interrupt a perfectly good sleep.
You don't know? What happened to that intuition?
Oh, Mojo, what's up?
What's up is, you got to come up.
To Quebec City?
You remember Dominique?
From Montreal? Yeah, of course.
Well, she and me got together.
What's that supposed to mean?
We got married.
You what? Mojo! Mojo, that woman is... You don't mean the same Dominique who... No, tell me you didn't... Very good, Mojo. Very nice. I owe you one. A big one. You and Dominique.
Don't ask me to be the best man.
I haven't seen her since New Orleans. I just got up here.
Okay. So you're playing piano at some lounge up there, right?
It's a club.
Yeah, what's the name?
Let's test your intuition.
Well, it's not Frenchies. That's in New Orleans. It's not Lucky Pierre's. That's in Montreal. It's not Senor Frog's. That's in Costa Rica. But I do sense an odd sort of a French connection here. So it's probably some name like Bistro Le Barret.
No.
Or Café Fifi.
No.
Or how about Chez Le Clap?
No, but it is a shape. It's Chez Sachet.
Chez Sachet?
It's inside the walls.
What walls?
Vieux Quebec. It's a walled city.
I like walled cities.
Oh, this one's in fine shape.
It's about 30 feet thick.
Really? Why?
Probably to stop cannonballs.
Right. So, has the ice melted up there?
Man, it's the end of June.
Yeah, that's why I'm asking.
It's hot up here. You come up here now, you'll catch St. Jean-Baptiste Day.
Isn't that when they stormed the prison during the French Revolution?
You're thinking of St. Jean-Baptiste Day.
Oh, right. So tell me, why should I drive up there, huh?
I figured you wouldn't want to miss something really weird.
Weird? Is this similar to what we found in Via Montreal?
No. This ain't some city next door to reality. It's happening on this side.
This side of reality?
I think it split a seam.
Reality split a seam?
That's right.
Reality has seams?
You know that.
Reality is only what it seems, right?
Maybe it is what it seems.
But I think it's the seams that are splitting.
So it's the surface of reality that's splitting.
The reality we think we see is the surface. And when you get a rift in that reality, you get a chance to see what's really going on.
Not just more seams.
Well, some things are what they seem, and some things seem what they are. So when are you coming up?
Mojo, you still haven't told me what's going on.
There's these hallucination bubbles dropping down on people.
Mojo, what are you talking about?
That's all you get. So when are you going to be here?
Sometime this afternoon.
When I first got here, I overheard a conversation in a cafe. Two guys were talking about a friend of theirs who had walked into one of these things.
A bubble?
Yeah. They were laughing. They said the guy got really dopey, like just out there somewhere.
Mojo, that includes most of us.
I know, but the way they described the guy, he was just walking along, and next thing, he thought he was somewhere else.
Huh. Were they talking about a parallel reality?
I was tempted to ask, but they got up and left.
That's it? That's why I'm here?
No. A couple days later, I had a chance to question someone. It was during a break at the club. Two women were talking about something similar.
Hmm.
Only in this case, it happened to one of them. She was telling about things becoming so vibrant. It was like being inside a Van Gogh painting.
Really?
Yeah. She said she was in some sort of ecstatic state. In fact, whenever her friend asked a question, it irritated her because she wanted to hang on to it, keep reliving it.
Wow. Did you talk to her?
I tried to, and I think she would have talked to me, but her friend pulled her away.
So that's it?
No, man. It happened to me.
A bubble dropped on you?
Sort of. It was two nights ago. I'm staying in a place off Rue St. Paul. It's in Lower Town, down by the river. I was walking home after my gig.
Yeah?
About 3 a.m. The streets were empty. I passed a place that had potted geraniums. You know that smell? There's a certain earthiness about that smell. My mother used to grow geranium.
Mojo, you're fragmenting.
I'm getting there. As I kept walking, the smell kept getting stronger. And then I realized it wasn't geraniums. It was something different. And next thing I know, the street is coming apart. I look at the sidewalk and it's stretching out in front of me. And it's going up and down and up and down in rippling waves.
You were having a psychedelic experience?
The way I'm describing it, you'd think it was. But it wasn't. Everything kept coming apart and then reforming into something else.
You mean like morphing?
No, not that. I was seeing into things, not just the skin, but inside where everything was alive, even the stones. Look at these cobblestones. Each one of them has its own life.
So what happened?
I didn't know what I had walked into. I didn't know where I was. Like I was being taken somewhere, and then it cooled. It was like I had just walked into and out of some kind of living, breathing bubble.
Did it look like a bubble?
You can't see these things until you're in them. It must have been coming down the street, and I walked right into it. I was in there for maybe a minute, and then it passed on by.
Well, then what did you do?
I turned around and tried to get back in. It must have been rolling along or floating down the street. I could sort of catch the outer edge, but I couldn't get back inside because now it was drifting out toward the river. And I got to the railing on the sidewalk. If I kept on going, I would have toppled into the water.
What do you think it is?
I don't know. That's why I called you.
And all this happened the night before last?
It took me a day to get my head back on straight.
Because you were feeling confused and disoriented?
No, more like I didn't like being here.
In Quebec?
No, that's not what I mean.
You didn't like returning to everyday reality?
You got it.
Can these things cause harm?
If you keep walking into them, yeah.
How?
Well, it's like a vision. I mean, an intense one. Mm-hmm. For most people, a vision happens maybe once in a lifetime. It's a flash of something magical.
And then their normal life seems dull by comparison.
That's right.
You feel people will want to hold on to this magical experience.
I did. But maybe for others, the ones who think normal reality is real, it could scare the hell out of them.
They see it as a glimpse into madness.
You got it.
And if they keep bumping into these bouncing bubbles, it could push them over the edge.
I believe it.
Do you think you're seeing into a truer reality?
Well, you remember what that Russian mystic Gurdjieff said about that.
Yeah. If you could see reality as it really is, you'd go mad instantly.
That's why poets and artists live on the edge. They see what others can't or don't want to see.
It can be a little dangerous living out there on the edge.
We got politicians imposing their reality on people, what they think reality ought to be.
Right.
But if they walked into one of those bubbles, man, I think their heads might explode.
Wouldn't that be nice? So Vieux Quebec is actually split in two.
There's two levels, Upper Town and Lower Town.
And we're in Lower Town.
But we're going to Upper Town.
You mean up the side of that cliff?
We're going to take the funicular.
Oh, well, why not? So that's the St. Lawrence River way down there. It's beautiful. So, here in Quebec, you haven't come across, what's her name?
What's her name?
Yeah, Claudine.
Last time I heard of Claudine, you told me you had a hot dream about her.
Me? No. Well, that wasn't her. I mean, I thought it was her, but it wasn't. Not really.
Oh, come on. Any man would love having hot dreams about her. Especially you.
Mojo, listen to me.
Claudine is beautiful. She comes from a city that appears no one knows where or when, and then it disappears. Man, she's like an angel.
Well, yes, she is.
But you don't know why she's here.
She wouldn't tell me.
I told you. She's recruiting people, seers, prophets, people who don't fit into this world. She's drawing them into her world.
Mojo, you were always much more paranoid than me.
That's true. And that's why I don't find myself in those sticky situations you get into.
Look,
Madame Claudine will never tell you why she's here, because it's none of your business. You want to see her again?
Mm.
You can.
Mm.
You want to know how?
Mm-hmm.
Think about her.
Think what about her?
That's right.
What?
Whatever you want.
I assume you're saying if I think of her, she'll get the message.
That's the way it works.
Hmm.
We're having dinner tonight with Dominique.
I thought she was in Montreal.
She is, and she's driving over to see us.
Did she quit smoking?
Dominique?
When we were in New Orleans, I saw her smoke one cigarette.
Well, she's back home now. And you know how some of these Quebecois women can be.
Yeah, I know. Mojo has been telling me that reality up here is, splitting its seams.
Down in your country, you haven't felt this?
I'm not sure what this is.
It could be the doors of perception.
It is perception. But you Americans cannot see because you are taught not to see. You are taught you have a democracy, but they don't tell you that a small group, an elite, make all the major decisions in your country?
Dominique,
You're told to vote, but what do they give you? Evil Tweedledee or lesser evil Tweedledum? Nice choice, eh?
Look, I'm not disagreeing with you.
I'm telling you, your mind is controlled from the time you were born. Your media continues that control. That is what forms your concept of reality. And when that reality is challenged, the walls inside your narrow mind hits up and you want to strike back. If you try to point out to someone they are wrong, they want to fight you. That's why you Americans are always fighting someone.
Dominique,
go to Italy.
Please.
Try talking to an Italian about Italianism. They won't know what the hell you're talking about. But in your country, Americanism is taught from birth. It is your way of seeing life. Your patriotism is mind control. But you Americans are so brainwashed you can't see. Can you see?
Sure, by the dawn's early light. Oh, Dominique, do all of you Canadians find us so damned amusing?
No, just me. I am the only one.
So, Dominique, what's your point, huh? What does this have to do with reality splitting a seam?
When cracks appear in your conditioned, mind-controlled reality, the cracks are not appearing in reality itself, but in your narrow mind.
And then you begin to see the light.
And the truth finally shines through.
But this truth is not what you thought truth is, eh? That is when you people crack up. You don't want to see it. You don't want to deal with it. So you attack someone.
I totally give up.
As long as we remain within the confines of the thinking mind, we can't experience the state of non-thinking. If we can't experience non-thinking, we will not understand what our life truly is.
Is that a quote?
It was said by Taizan Maizume Roshi.
Can I hear that again?
As long as we remain within the confines of the thinking mind, we can't experience the state of non-thinking. If we can't experience non-thinking, we will not understand what our life truly is.
And so to experience this state of non-thinking...
Just sit.
Just sit.
It makes sense.
The state of non-thinking is the only state we should pay allegiance to.
Dominique, you know, you've changed.
Hasn't she?
It's nice to see you too.